Hey, how's it going? This is Casey. Before we get into today's podcast, I have a little favor. Can you please hit subscribe on the platform that you're listening on, whatever that might be? And if there's a ratings button, you know that 4-star, 5-star thing? If you want to smash one of them, that would be amazing as well. It really helps the podcast to get to more people. And I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right.
Now, we'll take this with a pinch of salt because we've had this a little bit like the Spice Girls reunion for a long, long time. We've had the Oasis brothers getting back together.
Yeah.
What I'm looking for is somebody that was at Oasis in 1996, 97?
I think they played Parky Queeve on the 14th of August, 1996.
Wow. Was anybody at that gig? Anybody listening right now? Did you get to Oasis?
I'd love to hear from someone that was. We got a message in from Emma here earlier. She says, lads, my mum was pregnant with me during that gig.
Yeah.
I was born on September the 26th of that year. She swears it's how I got my good taste in music.
Probably.
I can't say she's wrong. There you go.
Good on you, Emma.
Pregnant with Emma. And of course, if she was born in September and the gig was in August, she was fairly heavily pregnant then.
Yeah, but it'd be 7 months in almost. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the baby would hear a lot of that music.
So the youngest person ever to go to an Oasis gig was a lady from Cork. That's incredible.
Okay.
The lad...
Shirley was there.
Shirley was there.
Shirley.
All right, we'll chat to Shirley in a moment. Noel doesn't really remember it.
Do you remember coming to Cork many, many years ago?
I do. I vaguely remember Steve Collins introducing us on stage and some fireworks. That's all I remember.
Right, okay. Do you remember much from that era?
Not from 1997. No, 1997 was the peak of the madness.
Okay.
That tour was insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It was the best thing we had. Not... the gigs were probably awful, but that didn't matter. We didn't give a shit anybody liked. So tune up for a good time.
I've heard you say that before, but they weren't.
Good. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Because I just know that we had a great time.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
Do you miss those wild days, or are you happy now to be 48-ish?
I don't know.
And more relaxed.
I'm not happy to be 48. But I'm... do I miss those days? Not really. I'm glad I did them.
Right.
I'm glad I did it. I like where I'm at now. It's okay. I better like where I'm at because it's fucking where I'm at, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you seem... anything I've seen you do over the last while, you seem just really happy and... very settled and just like you don't really give a toss about anything else. You're just happy in your own happiness.
No, I never did. I came to a certain point before I went solo. I was talking to someone about this today. It's like we never, even in Oasis, we never really cared if anybody liked us or not. We didn't give a shit. I mean, we liked it.
Yeah.
And then, as luck would have it, then everybody else liked it. And we were like, this is great, you know.
Did he? Yeah, well, they sold millions and millions of albums in the 90s.
What was he like?
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Very sound.
He sounds very normal.
Just regular sitting back. That was before he played at the Marquee a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So on the front of the Sun today, it looks like an ad for Man City.
It looks really cool what they've done there.
It's got the Man City blue. Yeah. The boys are in their jerseys. After 15 years looking back in anger, Noel and Liam end feud in a phone call and reform. The gig's booked.
Will they be a sellout?
Oh, 10 nights in Wembley?
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be
gone. How much for a ticket?
I would say they'll go in a day.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably right, if not less.
How much
for a ticket?
I don't know, 80, 90 pounds maybe over there.
Yeah.
So they're going to make 470 million in revenue on those gigs alone.
Yeah.
And your theory is?
Noel is skint. He is.
It's the divorce money.
He's just had to fork out 20 million on the divorce with ex-wife Sarah.
Okay.
So I'd say he's that's I don't know how much he's worth all round, but that was obviously quite a significant dint in his cash.
Yeah.
Owen's just been on here. Owen O'Sullivan. He was at the gig in 1996. He said it was unbelievable. Great lineup of support act with the Prodigy supporting.
Oh, whoa.
And there was a similar lineup in Slane in 2009. He says roll out the next gigs. Oh, yeah. It's Owen the bread man.
Go on, Oni.
How's your fan?
Anyway, definitely no maybes. The boys are back. This is my favourite story that Noel told about Liam.
Our kids round at my house one night. And he opens the fridge and there's a bottle of champagne in it with a fork in. And he says, what have you got a fork in the bottle of champagne for? And I said, well, it keeps it fresh. Does it? I said, yeah, it keeps it fresh. And he went, I'm not having it. And I said, that champagne is 2 days old. Still fizzy. He's like, no way, that's amazing. About a week later, I went round to his house. He had a fork and a pint of milk.
Oh. All right, man, keeping the milk nice and bubbly. 8:16, Red FM morning. So we
back in the club. Here's Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Good morning, Martin. How's things?
How's it going, Casey? You good, pal?
Good, we're good, hey, Matty. Vic Martin was at both Oasis gigs.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, he was. So was the 1996, was it? How did you end up there?
I went with a few buddies the first night we got tickets, and then the second night, there was a guy I was working with, and he couldn't go, and he gave me a ticket, nobody else was going, and I was just like, I'm going on my own.
Oh, you're dead. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going again, like. And they were unreal. I remember the first night, Casey, Liam came out in an Aaron jumper drinking a pint of Guinness.
That's a brilliant
thing. That's true. We were all half naked at the gig, and he comes out in a big Aaron jumper.
What was the weather like? Was it warm?
Oh, it was really warm. I was sure. No, Casey, man, was a pig under his arm.
So did he keep the jumper on for the whole gig?
God, no, I'd say about half the first song and it was whipped off.
Yeah, I'd say so. They're heavy yokes.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant memory, though.
So apparently it was the Prodigy Oasis and the bootleg Beatles as well, were on it.
Wow.
The bootleg Beatles came on first, from what I remember, and then it was the Prodigy.
Yeah.
And then it was Oasis.
What a weird mix.
That's really good. Strange mix,
all
right,
yeah. It was really good, though.
Yeah.
Great memories.
Well, listen, this €1,000 might get you a ticket for Wembley, so we'll get you back over to see them again. Let's go, Martin.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What Cork band sing after all, Martin?
Frank O'Mortal.
Question number 2. What movie franchise features a wizard kid?
Harry Potter.
Question number 3. What year was Titanic released?
1987.
What movie features the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Liverpool's Mo Salah was born in what country?
Egypt.
Question 6. What is the name of the robot in the movie WALL-E?
Okay. WALL-E?
Yeah, question number 7. What singer owns a company called Fenty? It's a kind of an underwear company. She's a very, very big singer.
Rihanna.
Question number 8. What movie features the superheroes Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Question number 9. What is the name of the director of Lord of the Rings? Who directed Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings. Gene Neds. I wouldn't have a clue.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Lord of the Rings.
Peter Jackson.
Question 10.
Oh, you got there.
He got there, but did you have any falls along the way? You got Frank and Walters, Harry Potter, 1997, Let It Go, Frozen, Egypt is right, WALL-E is right, Rihanna is right. What movie features a group of superheroes called Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor? The Avengers.
Oh, is
the
it?
The Avengers is what I was looking for there. You got Peter Jackson. And would you have known, if we still had time, Martin, who played the Joker in The Dark Knight?
Oh, the Joker. Was it... Is he dead?
He passed away. Yeah.
Oh, God, I know him. So the dead fella. Here.
The dead fella.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger, the poor old devil. He passed away not long after the movie. It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, Martin. And thanks for ringing in. And we'll talk to you another morning, okay?
Cheers, pal. Thanks.
Nice one.
You're a good man, Martin. See ya.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream the Tennis US Open live with a Now Sports membership. No contract.
We have amazing Mega Value offers this week at your local Centra.
Oh, Victor! Victor.
150,000 euro.
150,000 euro is all yours!
Oh my God! I won 150,000 euro! I have so much emotion right now, I cannot express it.
Well, who's the first person in your life that you're going to share this news with?
My wife, Alexandra.
150,000 euro.
Wow, man. Well done. That was Victor getting that magic phone call on Friday afternoon. Victor from Espanol. Well done to him. He's got 150 grand in his bank account right now. So listen, the keepers of the coin of the cash machine went, let's do a whopper week. Let's put another 50k on the 150k, do 200 grand. Well, let's make it a guaranteed jackpot, meaning if nobody answers on Friday, we'll make another phone call. Yeah. And we'll make another call. Eventually, somebody will pick up the phone. But this weekend, on Friday, someone is picking up €200,000. That is the jackpot right now. If you want to get involved in the summer cash machine, 200 grand up for grabs, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost 250 to enter. You must be over 18. And you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you the T's and C's. And the entry must be with us by 3 p.m. If you're cribbing and giving out and upset about the rental in Cork and the price of things, I think this will help you out a lot. If you're in the market for trying to buy your own home or you're trying to clear that mortgage, 200 grand is going to go on Friday. Best of luck, everybody. Text RED to 57557 and you're in the draw for Friday. But please set an alarm on your phone to be listening to Red FM on Friday afternoon. Kira makes that phone call on her show with Barry, and whoever answers gets the cash.
Red FM Summer Cash Machine.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to.
Thing.
All right, what is going on? Front of the Echo here in Cork this morning. This has gone out of hand. It's just gone bananas. It is horribly unfair. And, like, again, nothing's been done about it. Yeah. It would seem like they've just let this steamroll so out of control. Renters in Cork City are now paying an average of over €2,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
Now, I presume that's probably for a three-bedroom house, maybe semi-detached three-bedroom house. There are other four-bed homes that are going for €2,500, nearly €2,800. And that's in mostly in parts of the city. According to the second quarter report by property website daft.ie, rent in Cork has increased by nearly 12%. In the past year, making Cork one of the four Irish cities recording double-digit increases for average rent.
Oh, my God.
That bubble has to burst and it will come crashing down eventually. It has to. It's down to, yeah, like, there's loads of people working. There's loads of jobs.
Yeah.
So there's loads of people that need to rent places and live in Cork. So landlords know they can charge whatever they want. They'll probably get
it. Well, there's caps. There is caps on certain parts of Cork.
Yeah.
But obviously not enough caps. And, mm-hmm, you know, if they're the figures that are coming out.
I was living on the South Douglas Road when Red FM opened just over 20 years ago. And our two beds, it was an apartment-y house kind of thing. It was there on Skehanore Road.
Okay.
We were paying £550.
Between ye.
But for two of us.
Oh my God.
A month for a two bed. That same place now is about €2,000.
That was 100 years ago though.
It was 100 years ago. 21 years ago, believe it or not.
I'm only joking. But no, listen, I don't know what's going to be done, lads. It's just, as you said, it's just gotten out of hand, hasn't
it? Other news this morning, vaping has become an epidemic amongst young people and they are asking for a service to help help younger people quit vaping. It's urgently needed to save thousands of teenagers from a life of nicotine addiction.
Yeah.
This particular charity has said. The Irish Heart Foundation said that there's a youth vaping epidemic in Ireland at the moment. It's everywhere.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And the problem is they made them brightly coloured and fruit flavoured,
yeah.
And they just enticed kids, didn't they, really?
I think if you vape, maybe it's a gateway to get off them, getting away from the cigarettes onto the vaping and then out of smoking.
Yes.
That's how my dad quit cigarettes, a lifetime of smoking. He went on to the vapes and then he went on to nicotine-free vaping and then just quit totally.
There you go.
So if you're going down that path,
it's probably a good thing. But if you're just starting from scratch and you're starting smoking vapes from scratch, it's a bad thing.
If you have a look at the show's Facebook page, KC Show Cork on Facebook, and there's two videos down. I put up a post from a YouTuber called Machina. Machine is a YouTuber who went to China to a vape factory where 90% of the world's vapes are produced.
Okay.
And he brought in a camera crew and they had a walk around the factory and he was brought to the area where they test the vapes. This means they have to make sure that they work before they go out of the factory. Have a listen.
There you go. So this step kind of blows my mind. Our friend here is testing each one of them. I'm not sure if it's for taste or volume. Or I'm not sure precisely what. I'm also curious if he is inhaling or if it's like a cigar, just quick taste test and exhale.
Yeah, he's every single vape, he's holding about 10 of them and he takes a suck out of each vape to see if the thing is working. He does about, anything between 1,500 to 2,000 vapes a day he will test.
Okay, hang on a second.
It is utterly incredible.
Bonkers.
And there's loads of people like him that are employed as vape testers just to take a quick blast of it.
Is he not thinking about his health?
Obviously not. Really, like,
is he being paid an absolute fortune?
No, I can't. I can't say he is.
That's bizarre.
But that is his job. He sits at a counter all day
testing vapes,
but smoking out of them, like taking a blast out of them. Incredible.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to watch that video after the show.
It's on my Facebook page, okay. KC Show Cork on Facebook, and go down and watch the whole thing. Okay. It's jaw dropping stuff. Wow. It really is. 7:14 on the clock.
FM.
All right, Monday morning, 7:42 is the time. Let's get a little bit of VIP action, Vic. What have you got for us?
Okay, Ben Affleck is not one to let the grass grow under his feet. This is following his confirmed divorce from Jennifer Lopez last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new missus.
Already?
Already. It's Kik Kennedy,
huh?
Who is the daughter of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay.
So she's obviously called Kik for short. I think her name is Kathleen. Kathleen Kennedy.
Kik is short for Kathleen.
Kik. Her name is Kik Kennedy. They've been spotted on various different outings together, always looking cozy and even staying at the same hotel a couple of times.
All right, let's have a little Google here.
Yeah. He seems to be moving on already. I wonder if that had any part to play at all in the fact I was reading over the weekend. Excuse me. Jennifer Lopez's friends were saying that he was quite mean to Jennifer towards the end of all of that debacle.
Yeah.
And I think she was obviously hoping for some sort of reconciliation. And she was getting absolutely nothing from his corner at all, apart from coldness and probably just ignoring phone calls and all of that kind of stuff.
So did you say she's related to the Kennedy?
She's like, the daughter of Robert.
John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy.
Of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay. All right. So this is Ben Affleck's attempt to run for American president now in the next 4 years.
Who knows? So, there you go. That's the latest news from him. Lana Del Rey had a bit of a dodgy set at the weekend. She was playing Reading Festival in the UK. It was that classic, like, the sound was really bad. I think there was a techno band playing on the stage next to her.
Oh, no. She does all kind of quiet and soft music, doesn't
she? They just drowned her out. But have a listen. You'll hear the fans shouting, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Nothing worse.
Nothing worse. And I think she was even asking them during the gig, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me singing? And they were like, nah, all we can hear is the techno from the stage next door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I seen Fred again set from Reading this weekend, and it was insane.
Yeah.
Massive fireworks display at the end and everything.
Wow.
It was incredible. Tell me about Lenny Kravitz's daughter. Who's she gone out with?
So she's engaged to Channing Tatum. I think they've only recently got engaged. They've been together for a couple of years. She was the director of the latest movie. I think, did he star in that movie? I don't know, but she's just directed a big movie.
Mm-hmm.
So she's all over the film scene. They've been together for a couple of years. He's been talking about why he loves her so much. So have a listen to this.
This was the arrangement they had from the beginning. Yeah. She set out the ground rules.
She's such a nerd for movies. Like, she doesn't do anything. The first thing that she said when we started, like, getting together was, like, I don't do activities. And I think I laughed. Exactly. I was like, okay. She's like, no, listen to me. I don't hike. I don't do any of that stuff. That's it.
Yeah.
and then on a day off, we watch like 3 or 4 movies like a day. Like, we just love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, I love that.
That's my kind of woman.
My kind of woman as well.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Yeah. Let's sit on the couch and watch all 3 Lord of the Rings.
A massive pizza.
On a wet Sunday.
Yeah.
Hiking, would you ever?
Light the fire.
FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.
Back in anger, Nolan Leem ended the feud in a phone call. This is going to be worth $470 million to them. They've 10 gigs apparently booked out in Wembley Stadium. What's the capacity of Wembley? 90,000 people or something?
About that, yeah. Hang on a second. So if it's worth that much, the headlines are saying they're just going to get $50 million each.
Not a hope. Oh, yeah, okay, $100 million plus all the merch and everything else. Yeah, they'll make a fortune. They'll make an absolute fortune. loads of messages coming in from people that went to Oasis for the very first time back in 1996, yeah. 14th of August, yeah. 1996 in Cork. Yeah. It was the Prodigy, Oasis and the Bootleg Beatles.
It's a bizarre mix, isn't it?
It was a strange lineup, but yeah, brilliant lineup though. You wouldn't get that nowadays.
No, you wouldn't.
Loads of people went to that gig for the very first time. My own wife went to Oasis, her first gig in Dublin at 12 years of age. Rachel went to see the Oasis with her dad.
Oh, that's cool.
So loads of you have witnessed them for the very first time. They were your first concert, and now the chance to see them again is pretty incredible.
On the road to In Spiral Carpets to getting Oasis together, when was the first point you realised this is happening, this is actually taking off?
Oasis were going for about 18 months and nothing was happening, and we weren't, again I stress, we weren't really that bothered about anything happening. We just loved being in that band, playing music. And then one afternoon in Manchester, I wrote a song called Live Forever. And I took it to... I was writing different kinds of songs. I didn't really know what I was doing. And then one day I wrote Live Forever, took it to rehearsals and we played it. And then from that moment on, for about 3 years, every song that I wrote has become a classic. Wow. It was one after the other. And that was a magic time. And
what was happening then? What was the ingredients, the formula? How was that happening?
I don't know. If I knew that.
Yeah, you do it all the time.
Formula, you knew it. Now, do you know what I mean? I'd be Bono, wouldn't I?
Yeah. You'd be a multimillionaire rock star.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Wonderwall. What was the story behind that?
The story behind the song is its initial title was Wishing Stone, and some girl gave me a thing in Glasgow, you know, as here's my wishing stone, man, just like, not the shattered English accent, but and I was writing that. I don't know where the chords come from, and I remember, you know, the film Wonderwall that George Harrison and the thing, I remember the chorus, you're my wishing, didn't sound right. And then I had a poster up of the Wonderwall in my gaff at the time, and I thought, "You're my Wonderwall." Great, no one will know what that means.
Yeah.
And the song itself, you know, why the world took that song to his heart is beyond me, because it's not even remotely in my top 50 favourite songs that I've ever done.
Wow, that's incredible! Like, I mean, of all the songs he's done, he's not a big fan of Wonderwall.
Wow!
But imagine seeing them back on stage for the first time, the brothers. Standing out on Wembley Stadium for the first time ever, and all of this, all the belters, all the classics. Yeah, it'd be pretty incredible. Chances of getting them back to Parky Cueve, very unlikely.
Fingers crossed, lads.
You never know. And absolutely no idea when tickets are... Oh, I need to do a shout-out for a place I was over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I've buddies of mine that are home from Canada, and we all went for a munch on Saturday evening.
Okay.
I went into a place... I've never been in there, and everyone has said for years, just go in and check it out, because you're going to love it. Okay. Rossini's.
Oh, yeah.
Rossini's
Savage.
Italian. Unbelievable.
You've never been in there before?
Never.
Oh, it's a classic Italian.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, the place is heaving. It's absolutely wedged. And then the owner, the guy that runs it, I forget his first name, he's an absolute character. Real Italian man.
Yeah.
All right, so they dim the lights and then he just stands up and starts blasting into this. The whole place is singing it and swinging hankies in the air. Not only do you get good grub, you get a kind of a Dean Martin performance as well.
A new way to wake up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
It's riddle time, baby.
Riddle it. Just a little bit. I want
to
hear you riddle it, just a little bit of surprise.
I hate these riddles.
Not as much as I do.
Okay, this one's a bit of a headbanger now. Are you ready?
No.
So A is the brother of B.
Okay.
A is the brother of B. B is the brother of C.
Yeah.
C is the father of D. So how is D related to A?
Oh, God.
I know.
It's Monday morning.
I know, but like, start, you know, blowing off the cobwebs.
Can you give it to us again?
A is the brother of B.
Okay.
B is the brother of C.
Okay.
C is the father of D. So how is D related to A? Okay. If you crack this one now.
Okay.
Cork's number one breakfast show mug up for grabs, by the way. Are up the Rebels mug. What's your guess?
Can I tell you?
Go on, yeah.
Is D a brother of A?
A is the brother of B. B is the brother of C.
I'm not the only one to guess brother, thank God.
C is the father of D, so how is D related to A? Okay, first person in 0868104106, if you can crack a little riddle. A is the brother of B, and B is the brother of C.
Yeah.
C is the father of D, so how is D related to A? And there is a load of you that are very, very clever at this kind of stuff and have got it right, because A is D's uncle. Okay?
Okay.
No, just it is. Just the way it is. A is the brother of B, and B is the brother of C, and C is the father of D. So how is D related to A?
Okay.
I know. Anyway, if you got that one right, well done.
Fair play to you.
Boola bust to you. Let's see, getting the old mugs this morning. Congratulations. Edwina, your number ends in 907. We've got a Red FM Breakfast Show mug for you as well.
Well
and
done, Edwina.
Pick another one there. Let's see. D's the uncle. Let's go for... Come on, WhatsApp. You can do it for me. Craig as well. 365 is your last three digits. Craig, congratulations. You got a mug. Clever clogs.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Time. Red FM.
10 to 7. What's going on?
Okay, Niall Horan delighted fans in Dublin over the weekend. He had a few concerts on. He brought out a very special guest to the stage. The crowd went mad. Have a listen.
He loved this country dearly and he made his way across from England today to be here with us tonight. Can you please give it up for my good friend and the great Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, that's a nice little surprise.
And actually, it's in the paper this morning. He went, after the gig, they kind of went to it. There's a place in Dublin called The Secret, the Hacienda. I don't know, I've never heard of it, but it's in Dublin.
It's called The Secret Hacienda.
It's called The Secret, and then it's called The Hacienda.
The Hacienda was the old Manchester club.
I know
club,
it was,
yeah.
But anyway, it's in Dublin. So imagine this: you're in there having a drink.
Yeah.
And in walks Niall Horan with Ed Sheeran, Lewis Capaldi, and there was somebody else there as well. I can't remember. I'm in the newspaper. Yeah, you'd get a bit of a shock, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're all queuing up at the urinal. How are you, lads?
How's it going, lads?
This is where the big knobs hang out.
Exactly, yeah. So, that was nice. Nice for Niall Horan and Ed Sheeran fans at that gig over the weekend. Of course, the other music news around today is Oasis reforming. We talked about them a bit in latest things, so I won't go too much into it. But the word is Noel is skint from his divorce. It cost him €20 million, so now he's agreed to do a few gigs with Oasis.
Yeah, if that is the case, it's a small bit shallow, just patching it up with the brother just to make a few bob. But hey,
needs
must and
there's
everything.
There's no way that they are suddenly best friends again.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Unless it was all... Did I ever tell you that Liam keeps a spare seat for Noel at every gig that he performs with the High Flying Birds?
Oh, or with BDI.
BDI.
Oh, sorry. It's Liam that Noel keeps a seat for Liam.
No, Liam.
Liam keeps it for
keeps
Noel.
A seat
okay,
for
yeah.
Noel
yeah, with
at
BDI.
Every gig that he performs.
Waiting to see what he turn up.
And the reason that we found out was because somebody went to one of the gigs and they actually saw the little place name on the seat and they took a picture of it.
Oh, that's cute,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big brother. He wants them to, be friends with him again.
Yeah.
I suppose. That must be the longest family feud I've ever heard of. I know families can kill each other and brothers and sisters fall out.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people that don't talk to their own siblings.
Yes.
But a day will come when they're not around and you're going to regret that, I think.
It's so true, yeah.
Listen, did you hear about Hayley, Eminem's daughter?
No.
So she's been chatting. I think she has a pretty successful podcast over in the States. But there's two songs on the new album. One of them is a song about he's apologizing for being a rubbish dad.
Okay.
And he was on the funny stuff for 10 years and he missed loads of her big events.
Oh my God.
He missed her graduation.
Oh God.
And then there's a second song where he's written it to her, but it's written as if from the prospect of him passing away and him dead.
Wow.
So he's
wow.
died and he's talking to her from the grave. It's a bit strange, but it's his way of kind of communicating back to her that
okay.
I'm really sorry for not being there for you, but she can't listen to those.
Yeah, that between that and Temporary, okay, well that I listened to and it broke me. I mean, I can't. I audibly sobbed, but I will say, like watching the video back and like listening to the songs, I feel like my parents did such a good job growing up where I didn't realize how bad things were. But now, like as an adult in hindsight, it's so scary to think about. And I think that's why I get emotional so much. Like just thinking that that could have happened. And obviously that's the point of the song, but I will say like, if you've ever lost an addict or loved one, I feel for you.
Yeah. Tough going.
You know when that will hit her the hardest is when she has kids of her own.
Big time. Yeah. But that was his kind of, it was his way through his own art to say kind of sorry for...
Sad, really,
just not being there. But he's there now and he's sober, what, 15 years, I think?
You'll never get that time back though, Casey.
That's the thing. When you miss it, you miss it.